You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from
last day of August on a Thursday. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good morning, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Mike McNamara in for a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. A lot of shit going on, man. A lot of shit going on. We'll check the news here. Jerry Durant, if you may or may not have heard him, he's been on the program a few times. He was an enlisted radio operator in Vietnam. And then I served with him in Iraq in 2004. He came over and took over the Iraqi security force stuff. And he was such a good guy, He did great work. Mike worked with him, and we joke about him being a bullet magnet. But Jerry was involved in trying to develop the Iraqi military, the Iraqi security force, peace, and all of that. But his reputation such that pretty soon the legend grew outside of the 1st Marine Division, 1 MEF. And General Petraeus yoked him up. He's an interesting guy, retired. Now he's gone back to Iraq to work. So we're going to talk to him at the bottom of the hour from Iraq. I'm not exactly sure. He may be in Baghdad. He tends to bounce around. We'll talk to Jerry about that. I also want to finish the conversation we had. Just some thoughts from the conversation we had with Grant Newsham yesterday. And my apologies for forgetting that we had a scheduled power outage here where I live and doing, I guess, maintenance to the grid. So that's why we vanished yesterday. So with apologies for that. But I want to finish some of the thoughts about the Korean Peninsula, and Grant Newsham and I kind of war gamed how that would happen and whatnot. So want to finish some thoughts on that, and then the gunner will join us. So we'll keep track on what's going on, obviously in Houston and Louisiana and the Port Arthur area of what would it be, eastern Texas and far western Louisiana. As Hurricane Harvey morphed into Tropical Storm Harvey, went ashore there and is causing considerable damage there. I will tell you this, I've said it before, it's tremendously refreshing as opposed to the normal fare of partisan bickering that we see on television for the nation to witness what the nation truly is about. You know, it's a good example to everybody. What our national media serves us as news, and I think what's real in the nation, oftentimes are two different things. What we're seeing, though, that's real in our national news is the disconnect between Washington, D.C., that got Donald Trump elected. We continue, you saw that in healthcare. Question is, will you see it in tax reform? That we can't do anything. Rather than pass something that makes it better and pushes it down the road, the Republicans decide to go it alone, and so it goes. And so, I wouldn't say they closed the door to any kind of democratic compromise, but the Democrats weren't offering it in the hopes that they would fail. And that's what passes as serving your nation as an elected official in this country. So round two coming up here with taxes. So Donald Trump says the right things, and it's certainly easy to say. Question is, how do you enact policy? And these zero-sum games we play, or it's either all or nothing. And it's certainly not the way the nation was founded. It's not the way our bicameral legislation is supposed to work. It's supposed to push things to the middle, make substantial change difficult. And so we watch it. The second thing that so that certainly is one thing the national media serves us and simply reinforces the message of the disconnect between the big cities in this nation and the people that live in quote-unquote flyover country. And there's a huge difference in the way they view the world. I would say people in small-town America provide for themselves and believe they're supposed to. People in big-town America are waiting for the government to come with a program that addresses their need, whether it be child care. And I'll tell you what, the next thing you're going to see is flood insurance. Supposedly 80% of the people in the affected area in Houston do not have flood insurance. Okay, let me digress and talk about flood insurance for a second. Home insurance does not cover flooding. Home insurance would cover water damage in case a pipe burst in your home and your home was flooded. But when there is a natural disaster and flooding ensues, your homeowner's policy will not cover it. The only policy that does cover it is flooding insurance. That's funded by a special program underwritten by the United States government, and 80% of the people don't have that. So what does that mean? There's nobody coming. The grim realization is there's nobody coming. Now there might be, now there's funds that are raising money. How that money's handled, who gets it, I guess we will find out. But by and large, if you don't own homeowners insurance, you are going to take FEMA loans out, and they're designed to help you rehabilitate your home. They are quote unquote low interest loans, and so they will they get written during these periods of time, and so the people down there will take on more debt, and they will go through the realization of that process. You'll see all these fundraisers getting done and all this money getting sent to the Red Cross. And I think hope springs eternal in people that, okay, well, will I get a share of this? Will some of it come to me? And then, you know, they see how this money gets, what it gets used for. It gets used to pay for hotel bills. It gets used to pay for food. It gets used to pay, I don't know what else. And those bills, when you displace tens of thousands of people, are not small bills. Okay, so the odds of you getting written a check for $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to cover the cost of repairing your home that has main floor flooding, not so good. So what does that mean? That means you're going to take on more debt. Can they do that? Or is it cheaper simply to pack their stuff up and go someplace else? So you can see the aftermath of a flood like this is huge. How quick do businesses go back and get moving so they can pay their employees, so their employees can get on with life? And those are big questions. And what happens is you get a mix in the solution. The way it lays down, you get a mix. And what is that additional hardship? Can most families withstand that? You get a mix of that too. Some can. Some are in the middle that they struggle with it and just say, no, I'm out of here. It's too much. And then others struggle and stay the course and they survive it. And then there's those at the other end of the spectrum who simply can't. I can't take on any debt. I can't not work. And my employer isn't going to be back online anytime soon. So guess what? I've got nothing. So it's a right now there's a press conference going on, a chemical company. There was reports of explosions there. That turns out not to be the case. They're holding a press conference and being taken to task in terms of their precautions. So we'll keep our eye on any other additional interesting press conferences that come out of the region and endeavor to get those to you. Jared Durant going to join us in about 19 minutes. Good morning to you. United States Marine Corps ban makes it official. No news out of North Korea this morning. Mercifully. Some motivation.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Interesting story in the Washington Post about how the Secretary of Defense steers a polite, respectful core set off and takes him away from the president. We'll talk about that here in a minute, but interesting. I found it ironic. I was laying in bed reading last night. I find it ironic that the Secretary of Defense is walking back comments that the president makes. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Right? You have a overheated Secretary of Defense and the president walking those comments back. It's not what we have. Interesting. Thank God we have adults around. The weather around Marine Corps land. Currently cloudy in 76 at the crossroads of the Marine Corps in Quantico. Camp Lejeune, cloudy 78. Granbury, Texas, Gunner's hometown. Partly sunny and 73. Big Timber, Montana, where Montana Man hangs out. It's hot there this morning. Partly sunny, 69 degrees. That's like a heat wave up there, man. In 29 Palms, cloudy in 83, going to be hot there. Camp Pendleton, sunny in 66. Okinawa, Hawaii got canned. Okinawa, cloudy, dark, and 84 degrees. It's 99 degrees in Raqqa, Syria, and in the home of Marja. In Marja, Afghanistan, in the Helmand province, where Marines are working once again, it's dark and clear and 99 degrees. Normally hot where we've gone the last few years. Yeah, it's 99 degrees. That's pleasant. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and check some news headlines. Jerry Durant going to join us from Iraq here in a few minutes. So excited to have him on, and he's an awesome guy. Loves to hunt, getting ready to go on vacation when he comes back here in a week or so. And just a good dude, common sense guy, not afraid to look people straight in the face, no matter what their rank are, and tell them the truth, which certainly made him a breath of fresh air. Montana man reporting it's going to be 100 degrees in Montana. That's like it being 150 in most other places. Yeah, 100 degrees in Montana. Good luck, bro. Make sure you get the mules shelter.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Come on.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Thursday morning. America at its best, man. I hope the politicians of this world, mostly of this nation, are paying attention. That's what it looks like down there. I saw a video of Amtrakers from Galveston, Texas. They were actually in Houston. It was awesome. Let me play the audio for you. We'll get to the news here in a little bit. There's an astounding story out of the Army that actually blows me away. This organized, kind of an organized crime ring in the Army that was selling equipment. And it's now in Mexico. The Russians now have it. I mean, it's like, you got to be shitting me. You know? And I don't know. It just, I don't know. It's just incredibly troubling, the nonsense that you read about in just DOD publication. So again. Let me play a little news report from bear with me. This internet stuff is tricky. Especially when it involves flash players.
You cannot go through cancer without support. There's no way.
Having other people that have gone through it, that opens up so many more doors, and you can just relate a little bit easier.
Introducing Perfect Size for One. No waiting. No mess. No leftovers. All you need is a mug, some water, and
a... You know, all we're going to do is watch the news, and we got to... Here we go.
Just as the sun started to rise over Friendswood, more than 60 Marines got ready to go to work. The company from Galveston arriving with heavy reinforcements to battle Harvey, many of them with personal ties to this area. With water levels still very high in and around Houston, the Marines mobilized to help get people to safety. They brought 14 assault amphibious vehicles.
It looks crazy, right? The video, if you haven't seen it, Amtrak's headed down streets in the United States. Like, what?
To handle deep water like the flooding. David Smith knows how quickly the water can overtake a car. He was in this truck helping evacuate neighbors when it got stuck. With water levels the way they are, Friendswood police are urging people not to return to their homes for their own safety. Even with the challenges, residents are remaining positive about what's next.
You know what, and go figure, right? Here's a guy standing there with his yat-yats. T-shirt on. He's a civilian. It's he and his wife are watching the Amtrakers, right? Yeah, yes, you ain't tracks, you ain't shit. That's in the report, too.
This team is now headed to Beaumont, where they will assist in rescues there. Reporting in Friendswood, Greg Lee, ABC 13, Eyewitness News.
Looks awesome, though. And, you know, I saw a different report that they asked, like, how do you feel doing this? And yeah, typically the Marines were like, this is awesome. You know, this is awesome. You know, we didn't think we'd be involved in this, and we are. And and so that's why I say that there's a role for, in my opinion, active duty to play in this thing. And it is the bridge between, now you're just seeing the National Guard get there. What is it, Thursday? So this thing's been going on for the better part of a week. I don't think that's quick enough. My own opinion is that guys from Fort Hood, Fort Polk in the region, Fort Bliss in the region, just, again, just doing what they normally do, trucks and transport helicopters. You know, trucks with incredibly high clearance that can operate in water. That's what they're built for. That's what they do. You know, they're on standby. And, you know, and we can do that, those things today, right now. Not immobilized, not, and then when the guard gets there, they get there, and these guys go home. So, I mean, nobody would anticipate it being longer than a week, but I do believe that is a, that's something that the nation ought to look at. Let me go down the top five stories real quick. In the early bird, number one, Senators McCain and Reid, majority and minority leaders of the South Senate Armed Service Committee, have asked the Secretary of Defense, what will it mean to the DOD if Congress cannot pass a budget on time this year? Pentagon has said there's 11,000 U.S. forces now serving in Afghanistan, 1,000 more than somebody thought they were previously. I'm not sure we should stop the presses for that, but some people think so. From Reuters, top advisors in more displays of disagreement with Trump. Well, let me tell you, I don't know. That's inevitable for anybody of substance that works for him. Because in terms of his statements, how do you track behind that guy if you're a leader of substance? The answer is you can't. So you have to politely carve your own lane out. And, you know, and I think Tillerson the other day said, you know, what did he say? The president speaks for himself. Okay, when he was asked, I think about his response to the events in Charlottesville. And so you get comfortable. I think they've gotten comfortable because they're not political hacks. Were they political hacks, they'd be jamming their noses up the president's ass. But guess what? They don't need him. And I think the president knows that. They can find work. Tillerson, he could probably find a job. Mattis, he could probably find a job, too, if he chooses to do so. Kelly probably could find a job. Truth is, the president needs them way more than he needs, than they need him. But the bottom line is, the country needs them way more than the country needs Donald Trump. So I think what you're seeing is you're seeing grown-up men who aren't afraid, who aren't political hacks, who aren't afraid to tell the truth. It's refreshing. People are noticing. Top Navy officer, no indication of that a cyber attack played a role in the McCain and the Fitzgerald disasters. One of the interesting things in the aftermath of both of those disasters was this conspiracy theory that got floated that the Navy's radars had been penetrated, and that their data system had been hacked by the Russians or the Chinese, and somehow or other that this was this played a factor. Look, when you're on a ship, you have people that look on the exterior of the ship. Okay? So, but this gets going in the internet, and they won't accept this either. But according to the CNO, there is no evidence of that. The story I was alluding to a little bit earlier has to do with easy money made selling Army weapons stolen by U.S. soldiers. More than $1 million in weapons, parts, and sensitive military equipment was stolen out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and sold in a vast black market some of it to foreign buyers through eBay, according to testimony in a federal court trial this week. Wow. Motive? Weren't making enough money, and then some of them had drug habits they were trying to support. Battalion commander fired at Paris Island, arraigned before a court martial on Wednesday, and a Marine colonel is going to be tried for sexually abusing at least three children and sexually assaulting a woman and other offenses. So we'll hopefully come back to that. We're going to take a quick break here. We come back. Jerry Durant going to join us from Iraq. We'll talk to him. Last time we spoke with him, one of the things I always ask him, and I'll ask him again now, is the detail or what he hears when he goes around the country relative to partitioning the nation, because they certainly have found tremendous difficulty in trying to survive as a united nation. But a federalized republic in which you would have provinces that run themselves certainly seems to be much more appropriate from Iraq. However, since the last time we talked to him, Muqtada al-Sadr has gone to Riyadh. Okay, now that's akin to, I'm trying to think of a more absurd, that's like the Pope, right, showing up at a white separatist rally. Yeah, it's like, what? Sadr in Riyadh? Are you kidding me? So we're going to talk to him about that. So don't touch your dial. Jerry Durant coming up, a Vietnam veteran and a veteran of Iraq. And I think he's done some work in Afghanistan as well. So he's an interesting guy. Trust me. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio on a Wednesday. On a Thursday, coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. BattleMug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/marine.
Military.